Robinson Santa Rosa to pay our remaining balance for PhilHealth of 1-2 because earlier this year we pay only 2-4 and we learned that PhilHealth is now amounting to 3,600. So we have to pay the remaining balance of 1,200. So we went there and my wife actually fall in line and after an hour, okay, take note, after an hour, finally she was served, only to find out, okay, that we have, that they do not accept payment, they cannot update our payment, but we have to go to PhilHealth Calamba after an hour of lining up. So, to be honest with you, I was disappointed, of course, with our government. I told her, how come our government is like that? You lined up, and yet they will not accept payment. They will ask you to go to another branch. It's the same. PhilHealth branch. We will pay, and still they will make it hard for you. That's our government. That's the reality here in the Philippines. I know, di ba? Alam naman natin yan. That's the reality in our government. And because I was disappointed, I don't want to pay anymore the remaining balance of 1,200. But my wife said, no, we must go to PhilHealth Calamba to pay our remaining balance, PhilHealth, to complete for the whole year. This serves also as an insurance for us, for our health. So one thing I learned with that situation last Friday, one thing I learned, that when disappointment happened in our life, when disappointment happens, sometimes we no longer want to do what we have to do. Sometimes we stop. We just give up because of disappointment in life. Have you experienced being on a crossroad wherein God is asking you to take that step of faith, but for some reason, because of disappointment, you stop, you give up. You don't want to move anymore. You don't want to move on anymore. Maybe right now God is asking you for a change of career and it's a big decision to make. Change of course in college, to migrate to another place, or maybe God is asking you to be more involved in the ministry here in GCF Nuvali. Or perhaps He already gave you or giving you an opportunity to share the gospel, but you're thinking that you cannot do it. I cannot do it. Maybe you have failed before. That's the reason why you can't take that step of faith. You can't move on. Maybe you have failed. Something happened to you. You got disappointed. And you no longer want to fulfill what God wants you to do. Maybe just like Friday, what happened to me, do you share the same experience? When you get disappointed, you stop. There's this feeling that you just simply give up. Give up. But I want us to understand this morning, always remember this, that God's delays are not God's denials. Yes, there will be disappointment when there's delay. But God's delays are not God's denials. God can turn your defeats into victory, your success, your failures into success. That's the truth. My dear brothers and sisters, God's delays are not God's denials. God can turn your defeats into victory. God can turn your failures into success. So therefore, we must be strong and courageous. Be courageous to do what you have to do, what God assigned you to do. Where can we find this lesson? This is based on Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. And we will just be reading verses 1 to 9. May I ask all of you to stand up in reverence to the reading of God's word. Please open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. May God be praised for the reading of His word. Let us pray. Father, we ask your Spirit to be with us as we study your word. Help us to understand your word and meditate on it day and night, Lord. Help us to be deeply rooted in your word, because only then we can be prepared for your work, the work that you have assigned us to do. Help us to be strong and courageous. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So we are now starting a new sermon series this year. This is based on the book of Joshua. So Joshua, this book, according to Jewish tradition, it was affirmed that it was Joshua who wrote this book. And pertaining to his death, the death of Joshua in Joshua chapter 24, it was actually priest Eleazar who wrote that part, the last part of Joshua. And the story is this happened after Moses. So just try to think of this way. You cannot understand Star Wars 9, The Rise of Skywalker, right? It's showing now. I hope may nakapanood na po sa inyo. Okay, kasi spoiler alert, di ba? Star Wars 9, in order for you to understand Star Wars 9, you have to watch at least Star Wars 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, so that you can understand that. For the Marvel fans, if you want to watch Endgame, they say you need to watch Infinity War or Civil War or other Avenger movies before you watch the Endgame. The same is true with Joshua. For us to understand Joshua, you need to read the book, at least the book of Deuteronomy, that is the prequel of Joshua. So that you can understand the whole context. Now, just to get the immediate context, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 1 to 12. So if you have your Bibles with you, open it in Deuteronomy chapter 34, the last chapter of Deuteronomy. Let's just read verses 1 to 12 so that somehow we have the prequel, the transition from Moses to Joshua. Verse 1 of chapter 34 of Deuteronomy says, "Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the plain of Pisgah, which is opposite to Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the plain, that is the valley of Jericho and the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to Moses, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Long years. "I will give it to your offspring." That is the promise of Yahweh. "I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there." So Moses was able to see the promised land, but he was not able to enter the promised land. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite Beth Or, but no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab for about 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended, And Joshua, here's the transition. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. Laying of hands in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, it's a picture of transfer of authority. So here, Moses already transferred his leadership role from him to Joshua. And then so the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now here's the description of Moses. He said, "And there has not arisen a prophet since Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, none like him, for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land. For all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of Israel." I want you to take note of that. That last part, that is Moses. So therefore, if you will notice these verses, Joshua had a big, or should I say, a huge shoes to fill in. It's a big responsibility because look at the description of Moses. And then Moses transferred the leadership to Joshua. That is Joshua. Therefore, in verse 1 of Joshua chapter 1 says there, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. So the journey of conquering the land continues. The promise of the Lord continues under the leadership of Joshua. Under the leadership. Now, what we will see throughout the story of this book is this, that God is faithful in fulfilling his promises. That is the main theology of the book of Joshua. What he promised to the patriarchs, meaning Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will fulfill it all. The promise, the promised land, it was already promised to Abraham. Although it's been years and years. Take note, the Israelites, they became slaves to Egypt about 400 years or 430 years. But it was already promised even before they became slaves to Egypt. So it took years. Okay? But here's the promise. But I want us to understand that God is a promise keeper God. Church, God is a promise keeper God. He is faithful. He is faithful. Therefore, rest in his faithfulness. Rest in his faithfulness. That is the big idea of this sermon series. Rest in God's faithfulness. God has a perfect plan for your life. He has a perfect plan for your life. And he is faithful to fulfill his plan for your life. The word of God is clear. The book of James says, every good gift comes from the Lord. Every good gift comes from the Lord. So all his plans are good. All the plans of God for us, they are all good because he is a good God and he is a faithful God. He is faithful God. But I want you to take note of this reality. Yes, every plan is good. Every good gift comes from the Lord. But gifts are sometimes wrapped in human disappointments. That's part of life. It's part of life. In Joshua's time and even the time of the patriarchs, God had promised, God's promises, it seems impossible to happen to them. It seems impossible to become a reality. Take note, it took years. Kasi ito po mababasa natin, eto na, conquering of land. But I want us just to understand the context. It took years before it happened. Years and years. Okay? It was promised to Abraham. You can read that in the book of Genesis. When Yahweh said to Abraham, "To your offspring I will give this land." Genesis 13, "For all the land that you see, I will give it to you, to your offspring." In Genesis chapter 18, "I will give you this land." Genesis 17, 26, 28, up to the time of Joseph, the son of Jacob, "I will give you this land." But now, it's Joshua's turn. I want us to understand from human standpoint, his mission was impossible. To conquer the land, the promised land that was promised by Yahweh. But in divine's perspective, victory was guaranteed. It was guaranteed by the Lord. In the first chapter of Joshua, we will learn that we must take courage. When God asks us to do something, we must take courage, take that step of faith to obey Him. Be strong and courageous in doing the things that God wants you to do. Rod Rhodes wrote, "God has made the wondrous promises to His people, but His people can either hasten fulfillment of these promises by doing things God's way or throw up a roadblock by engaging in sin or unbelief." So in our context, are we going to be courageous in doing the work that God wants us to do, or we will delay our obedience to Him? We will delay by engaging in sin and unbelief. My prayer is that may we resolve today, because technically still we are at the beginning of the year. May we resolve starting this year, may we decide today that we will be strong and courageous in doing the things that God wants us to do. Let's be strong and courageous. In our passage, you will observe that at least four times it was mentioned there, be strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, verse 7, verse 9, and verse 18. Be strong and courageous. Now, let me share to you three things as to why we will be, when it comes to being strong and courageous. We will be strong and courageous first because of God's promises. Because of His promise, because of His presence, therefore, we will prepare ourselves to take that step of faith in doing the things that God wants us to do. Look at His promise, His divine promise in verses 1 to 5. Here's the story, the narrative. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, the Hebrew people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel." So take note, it was Yahweh Himself who gives the land to His people. They will not simply conquer it, but it was given to them by Yahweh. This was promised by Yahweh to their ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord fulfills His promises. Always remember, my dear brothers and sisters, God is a promise keeper God. He will fulfill His promises to us. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. Just as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness, this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man, another promise, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Here's the divine promise of God. Every place, that's the promise of God to Joshua. Every place, it will be yours. And no man shall be able to stand before you. Did you know that it took around 38 years? Because Joshua was actually, he already saw this land. He was one of the 12 spies sent by Moses, if you know the story. It was, and two of the spies reported good thing, that yes, the Lord already given us this land. Let's take over. But the 10 spies, they do not want it. They were afraid. They were giants, they said. It was actually Joshua and Caleb who reported to Moses that we can conquer the land. But during that time, they listened to the 10 spies, not to Joshua and Caleb. So it took 38 years. Now it's his time to lead. If you are Joshua, 38 years. You're waiting for something. Diba tayo nga? Yung nga, 1 hour lang nag-fall in line. Disappointed na ako. 38 years. From the time he saw the land. It took 38 years. Now it's his time to lead the people to conquer the promised land. What can we learn from this? Delays does not mean God's denials. The delays in life, the promises of God, it doesn't mean God's denials. God will surely fulfill what He had promised. God assured Joshua of His promises. The same is true for us. He never changes. People will come and go in our lives. That's the reality. People will make promises. And there is this saying that promises are meant to be broken, but not with God. He is not like us. He is faithful. He is a covenant-keeping God. He is not dependent on human beings. God will surely keep His promises. So let me encourage you with this truth that God will fulfill His promises. We can be courageous in doing what He is asking us to do, even if it is impossible to accomplish. Why? Because of this truth that He is a covenant-keeping God. He is a promise-keeper God. So let us continue to do what God is asking us to do. Collectively, as an application, here's what the Word of God is saying to us. Let us not grow weary of doing good. Here's the promise. For in due season, we will reap. There's a reward if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us continue to do good to everyone, especially to those who are of the household of faith. One example of keep on keeping on. God did not only give His promises to Joshua, but He also assured him of His abiding presence. Look at verses 5 to 9. In this passage, God Himself mentioned at least 3 times to Joshua to be strong and courageous. It was God Himself who told Joshua, be strong and courageous. The last one, it was the people who told Joshua to be strong and courageous. And we will see 3 reasons in this passage, verses 5 to 9, as to why Joshua need to be strong and courageous. First, the first reason is God will provide everything to him. Because that is His promise that I swore to their fathers to give them. It's the promise of God. It's not the promise of anyone or any human being. It's the promise of God. So Yahweh was the one who promised them, and He is the one who will give this land to His people. So He will provide everything for Joshua. Second reason is God's word. It will be their guide so that they will be successful in conquering the land. Therefore, it says there about the book of the law, meditate on it day and night. The third reason is His divine presence. When Yahweh said, just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And the last part, look at verse 9, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That is for Joshua. Now, what can we learn from these reasons? First, when God asks you, okay, when God asks you to do something, even if it looks like an impossible task, remember that He will provide the resources that we need. Definitely, He will provide the resources that we need. But it will not be a walk in the park. Hindi po ganun kadali talaga. But hold on to His promises. Second, just as obedience to God's law was the key for Joshua, the same is true for us. In order for us to have victory in our lives, it's about the Word of God. We need the Word of God to guide us. Meditate on it day and night. Our government declared this month as Bible month. So in our passage, it says we must meditate on God's Word day and night. It means daily. We must read and meditate God's Word daily. The Word of God will be our guide so that we will be successful in doing what God wants us to do. How's your reading? How's your devotion with God? Meditate on it day and night. Regarding meditation, Andrew Murray said, meditation is holding the Word of God. This is what meditation is. Meditation is holding the Word of God in the mind until it has affected every area of one's life and character, until there's change in our character, in our behavior. And on being successful when we obey God's word, Ron Rhodes notably said, in our context, it means recognizing that our endeavors in life will be successful to the extent that we stay, can we read that together? To the extent that we stay rooted in God's word and obey it. Rootedness in God's word. The question is, if God is asking us to do something, the question is not, are you ready to do God's work? Are you ready to do what He is asking you to do? That's not the question. My dear brothers and sisters, here's the question. Are you rooted in God's word? I want you to ask yourself right now, are you rooted in God's word? Are you deeply rooted in God's word? Let me tell you, if you only say that you are ready, but you are not rooted in God's word, you will fall. You will fall. Let me give you an illustration with this about the Chinese bamboo tree. I read this from Matt Morris. Like any plant, when you plant a Chinese bamboo tree, it requires nurturing, of course, water, fertile soil, sunshine. But did you know when you plant a Chinese bamboo tree, on the first year, it seems nothing is happening. First year, second year, third year, fourth year, you will see nothing. Your patience will be tested. Since everything that you do is not rewarded. You're watering, nurturing, because for the first 4 years, nothing happened. And finally, on the fifth year, there is a miracle. We will experience growth. The Chinese bamboo tree grows 80 feet. 80 feet in just 6 weeks. But on the fifth year, take note, on the first 4 years, nothing happened on the surface. But on the fifth year, you will begin to see the bamboo tree. In just 6 weeks, it will grow to 80 feet. And here's what they say about the Chinese bamboo tree. Let's be serious. Does the Chinese bamboo tree really grow 80 feet in 6 weeks? Did the Chinese bamboo tree lie dormant for 4 years only to grow immediately on the fifth year? Or was the little tree growing underground, developing a root system strong enough to support its potential for outward growth in the fifth year and beyond? Of course, the answer is obvious. Had the tree not developed a strong, unseen foundation, it could not have sustained its life as it grew. The same principle is true for people, especially for us as believers, as disciples of Jesus. We are called to be deeply rooted in God's word. When we are rooted in God's word, I believe we will always be ready for God's work. Rootedness in God's word precedes readiness for God's work. We need to be rooted. 2 Sundays ago, we gave a daily Bible reading plan, right? Nakakuha po ba kayo nun? Our daily Bible reading plan. I hope and pray that you are responsible enough to use it, to read daily. Think of it this way about our life. Our life depends on the Word of God. It's like the air that we breathe. That's the Word of God for us as believers. There is no way for us to be rooted in God's Word but to read and read and read and meditate and meditate and meditate on God's Word. Now, in our Bible reading plan, usually there's 3 passages, right? So here's what I want us to do, okay? Just pick one, okay? Pick a verse, pick one, or from whatever you read, meditate on it. And as you are meditating on it, write it. This is what we call journaling, okay? I want you to write down the verse that really struck you, okay? And here's how you will write it, okay? As an application on this. I want you to first and foremost consider the context of what you're reading. Okay, write down the context. Consider the background of what you're reading. Who are the characters there? Okay, the context for them, just like what we're doing now. First, we are discussing about Joshua, and then we move to our present day. Okay? Second, from context, write down the principle that you see there. Look for the character of God, especially God, because the character of God, it is true then and there, it is still true in the here and now. The character of God. And look at the principles that can be applied, not only during the time of the Bible, during their time, but also even today. It's content. And then once you see the principle, write down the application. Contemporary significance. Write down your action steps on how you will apply that principle. Can we do that? Church, being rooted is very important. That's why it's for Joshua, it's very important for them to conquer the land. The same is true for us in our life. In order for us to be able to do what God wants us to do, we need to be deeply rooted in His Word. It's our guide. Joseph Nuvali, this is my desire for all of us to be rooted in God's Word. I want all of us to grow in the faith. I want all of us to be courageous in doing what God wants us to do. But for you to be ready, you must be rooted in God's Word. Spend time with God. Spend time with His Word. Because as we are spending time with His Word, we are also spending time in His presence. Just like what He said to Joshua, I will never leave you nor forsake you, the same is true for us. Remember what the Lord Jesus said to His disciples? Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have commanded you. And this is what He said, the last part, behold, I am with you always. So it's not only true to Joshua, it's also true for us today. In the book of Hebrews, it says there, keep your life from the love of money, and be content with what you have. Why? Look at the reason. For God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God's presence is the antidote against covetousness and discontentment in life. God's presence will give us freedom, a life without fear, a life willing to take the step of faith to do what God wants us to do. So when you feel defeated, when you feel discouraged, when you are down, I don't know your situation right now, be strong and courageous, my dear brothers and sisters, because God's promises, God's power, God's presence, it is sufficient for us. His promises, His power, His presence is sufficient for us. So church, God's promise, God's presence is not only again true to during the time of Joshua, it is still true today. And because it is still true today, so we are called to prepare to take action. Look at verses 10 to 18. I want you to open your Bibles. It's quite small here in the screen. Joshua commanded the officers of the people, knowing the promises of God, knowing the presence of God. Here's what he said in verse 11, prepare your provisions. They are now ready to conquer the land. They take action. One thing that we can learn here is the truth about God's sovereignty and human responsibility. Yes, God is sovereign, but we are responsible to take action. That's why Joshua said, prepare your provisions. So here, and because the Lord God is giving you the land. The text here says, as they are conquering the land, as they are obeying the Lord, God is giving them the land. So they need to take action. And then in verse 12, on side notes, quite small here, please read it in your Bible. You will observe that the mention of these tribes, Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. That's the reason why a special mention there is this. Because these tribes, they already have a land of their own. The story is in Numbers chapter 32. When they already conquered the land, they asked Moses if they can have the land. And Moses agreed with them on this premise that that once your brothers will now conquer the land, you will help them. This is what called the eastern tribe because they conquered the eastern portion of Jericho during that time. So that's why there's a special mention here of this tribe. So in verse 13 it says, remember the word that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God is providing you a place of rest and will give you this land. Your wives, your little ones, your livestock shall remain in the land that Moses gave you beyond the Jordan. But all the men of valor among you shall pass over armed before your brothers and shall help them. Para bang this was a reminder for them. Hey, help your brothers. in conquering the land. And this showed their character and their integrity. Because on the last part, they say, yes, Joshua, we will honor our word with Moses. And they also even said, only the Lord be with you, just as he was with Moses. Be strong and courageous. That is what they said to Joshua. It shows their integrity, their character. But I want us to see this one crucial requirement for Joshua to lead them. Because they said, only the Lord be with you. It's God's presence. Because according to a book, Antique Explorer, it says there, no man or woman has a right. No man or woman has a right to demand a following in the spiritual realm if there is no evidence of the presence of God in that person's life. And if you want the presence of God, we need to dwell in His Word. You want to grow in His presence? Grow in His Word. Be deeply rooted in His Word. So what can we learn from these verses? Again, God is sovereign, that is true. But we have his promises, we have His presence through the Holy Spirit. His presence goes before us, He leads us, we depend on God. That is true. We must depend on God. But for that very reason, we must also take action. We must take action. We prepare to be strong and courageous. We prepare how? By praying and also by being deeply rooted in His Word. Church, Joshua and his men were ready to conquer. They were now ready to conquer the promised land. Yahweh assured Joshua of His promises. Yahweh assured him of His abiding presence. Okay? He will be with Joshua and his people if they will faithfully obey Him. They will continue to faithfully obey Him. Joshua will be guided by His word. Meditate on it day and night, the book of the law. Joshua can find rest in God's faithfulness. The same is true for us today. We can find rest in His faithfulness. His presence is also with us. That is through the Holy Spirit. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So when God is giving you an assignment, even if it seems an impossible task, church, just like, for example, our church building. I know there are some delays. That's the reality of it. There are delays, disappointment when it comes to our church building. Because often people will ask me, oh, when will be the church? When are we going to transfer to our church? And even other churches are asking us. I always told them, I think it should be June last year. So it's really a big disappointment that still we are here in Seda. We should have been there already in our own building. But rest assured, because that is the promise of God, His presence is with us, let's just keep on keeping on. And besides, that is not our task. Let me just remind you today, the building is not our task. The Bible did not say, build a building. That is not what Jesus said to His disciples. He said, go and make disciples. That is our task. The building is just the means to the end, but that is not the end. Okay? It will just be a help for us to make disciples. Our main task is to multiply authentic disciples of Jesus. And aside from this collective calling, this is as a church, this is our calling, I believe God is giving each one of you a task. Try to discern it. We have a calling, different callings from the Lord. We have different assignments from the Lord. As a church, we are called to multiply. That's our assignment. But individually, still we have an assignment from the Lord. So what are you going to do with that assignment? What are you going to do? Church, God is sovereign. It's given. But we are responsible. We must take action. So ponder on God's word. Ponder on God's word. Meditate on it day and night. We gave you a means on how, but it's up to you. We already gave you a one-year Bible reading plan, but it's your responsibility to use it. Ponder on God's word. Prepare whatever you need with whatever you have. No excuses. Be responsible. Human as we are, yan ang tayo eh, di ba? Pag ayaw natin gawin, madaming excuse. No excuses. Prepare whatever you need with whatever you have and then proceed to take action. Take that step of faith. Obey God. Obey Him. One of the things that we must proceed to take action is to be deeply rooted in God's Word. Take action. Start reading your Bible. Start sharing the gospel. Let the people around you sense that God's presence is with you. Don't be afraid of people. Share who Jesus is and what He has done. Fulfill God's purpose in your life. Beloved, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Be strong and courageous in doing the things that God wants you to do. Remember, this is His promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. Thank You, Lord God, for the encouragement of Your word. I just pray, Lord God, I just trust the Holy Spirit that He will move in our life, especially when it comes to being rooted in God's word. May You keep on reminding us to really meditate on Your word. May we truly treat Your word just like the air that we breathe, that it's life for us. Because as we get to know the word of God, we will get to know the God of the word. So Father, I pray that we will be more and more intimate with You. We will be more rooted in You. Because by doing so, we will be ready to take action, especially on the things that You want us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.